It's Thursday, May 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A user experience tool from Google, opportunity there. More good news for Zoom, and IT by Design helps MSPs. This is the Business of Tech. The Google Chrome team has a new Web Vitals initiative that brings together quality signals that are essential to delivering a great user experience on the web. Google says that the three 2020 core Web Vitals are critical to all web experiences and reflect common use cases. They cover loading experience, interactivity, and visual stability of page content. That breaks down into three areas. Largest contentful paint measures perceived load speed and marks the point in the page load timeline when the page's main content has likely loaded. First input delay measures responsiveness and quantifies the experience users feel when trying to first interact with the page. And cumulative layout shift measures visual stability and quantifies the amount of unexpected layout shift of visible page content. So why do we care about that mouthful? This feels like a services opportunity, and so I wanted to highlight it. There's often a lot of talk about user experience, but here's an actual tool to help measure it. Sure, it's likely Google heavy, but that doesn't mean it's not useful. Running it against a customer's website can expose usability recommendations. And thinking out loud, could that be automated? Just saying. A pair of Zoom updates. First, the New York City Department of Education is reversing its ban on Zoom. The company made changes to address the city's concerns about privacy and security, and schools and students now have access to a central New York City Department of Education Zoom account with specific data encryption and storage settings for its users. Additionally, the company has announced that H.R. McMaster, formerly of the U.S. Army and assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, is joining its board of directors. So why do we care? I wanted to focus here because often the story is the initial outrage, but not the later moves. Zoom has taken a lot of fire for their security stance, but in my mind have done a pretty solid job of responding. McMaster is a strong addition to the board, but more importantly, the endorsement again by those who exactly called it out a month ago should give users and providers some level of comfort. IT by Design has launched Rebuild IT, which is a program designed to help MSPs with fewer than 50 employees who've had a 10% or higher revenue loss in the first half of 2020. The program gives back more than $200,000 to the community in a cost forgiveness program, favoring those who did not get PPP funding, and will help with month-to-month staffing augmentation. Why do we care? Programming doesn't have to be large to be recognized, and this focuses on a core of a service provider's real expenses, labor. Kudos, IT by Design. This is a great idea. Today's episode is brought to you by CryptoStopper. As you see all too frequently, ransomware continues to bypass antivirus and malware protection. And backups only help you clean up the mess. That is, if they aren't wiped out during the attack. CryptoStopper is specifically designed to add a layer of protection beyond antivirus and anti-malware by detecting and stopping actively running ransomware on a network in less than a second. It uses bait files to detect and stop ransomware and runs parallel to and as part of your current security stack. Add CryptoStopper as protection to an unavoidable threat, differentiating your service offering and allowing you to secure your customers and their trust. For more information or to get a four-month free trial, visit getcryptostopper.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.